First Up continues here on TSN 1050. A big day and a big night ahead for Major League Baseball. At 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, the collective bargaining agreement officially expires. Players will be locked out, and that's the end of all of our fun for free agency, all the massive contracts being thrown around. But let's welcome in our MLB insider, Steve Phillips, to find out if maybe today we could be blessed with some more glorious content here on our show. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
So, thank you very much for joining us. Dave Feschuk in for Carlo this morning, I should note. And what do you think's going to happen today? Because we talked on Monday, Steve, and you said that free agents might need time to go and do their physicals. So do you think that guys like Chris Bryant and Marcus Stroman and Clayton Kershaw will be waiting until, I mean, if and when, and when a new CBA is agreed upon, or could we still see a flurry of action today?
I guess we could probably still see some deals. My guess is that if an agent believes that he's close with the team, he may fly his player in and have him local so that he can then do the physical and try to get it done today. You know, but if it's Chris Bryant negotiating with the Washington Nationals, and it's down to the Nationals and the Seattle Mariners, he's in a tough spot. What to do? Fly to Chicago and try to be in the point where he can go in either direction and try to get a physical in. So I think it's going to be tougher today to get any big deals done unless the player's already in place to be able to get the physical, or they'll let the player go to the team doctor in the town that he's playing in to get the physical for the other team. And so we'll see what happens with it. But I suspect we're going to still see some action today, even if it's on some lesser one-year deals. We've got a new flurry of free agents out there with players who were non-tendered yesterday and weren't extended contracts. So that adds them to the free agent pool. And so now there's more players out there, and maybe a few potential smaller deals could happen as well.
Steve, you mentioned Chris Bryant, and he is a name that has been circling in Blue Jays fans' heads for a long time. Now, he's a really, really good player, and there was a report yesterday from John Morosi who said the Jays were among the perceived favorites for Chris Bryant's services. Not really sure exactly what that means, but what do you make of the realistic chances that the Jays might be able to land him?
Yeah, so I think that the Mets have been in on him forever. The Giants really would like to have him back as he went over there and his versatility plays. I mean, there are reports that the Colorado Rockies have interest in Chris Bryant. Now, I don't know why he'd have interest in the Colorado Rockies, but, I mean, if look, money talks. And so, you know, they have a belief they want to compete next year. Maybe they'll get in on it. Doesn't seem like it makes sense, but so I think the Jays, you know, they like his versatility, as do every other team. You know, Chris Taylor and Chris Bryant are getting a lot of play because they could fit every day at one position or at every position every other day. And so, you know, I think that that value to a manager is there. And I think I don't look at them as a favorite for Chris Bryant. But I was also, you know, surprised that the Blue Jays name came up with Freddie Freeman. You know, Freddie Freeman's deal not done with the Braves, and everybody thought he was going to go there. But the longer that goes, and what we keep hearing is that Freeman wants 6 years at $180 million. Like, I'd give him 6 years at $200 million. I mean, to me, the other thing we heard was that the Braves did not only wanted to go to 5 years on him. And I'm like, he's your guy. He's going to age well. He hits hard fastballs. You know, he hits the hardest pitchers in the game. He's going to age well, and you're going to get the DH in the National League most likely moving forward. So why wouldn't you sign him to a 6-year and get him locked up? So, you know, but the longer that goes on, it opens the door. When players start to try on a new city, you know, and their family starts to think, well, you know, that would be kind of interesting, you know, if we go to L.A., it would be kind of closer to home for Freddie where he grew up. Or, you know, if he went to Toronto, it would connect to some family ties for him. And so I think that there's, you know, you start to get people to experience it, and especially the wife and kids, then it could be exciting. And so we'll see what happens with it. The Yankees are probably in on that. You know, Scherzer probably never thought he'd see himself pitching in New York, but he's tried it on, and it felt right, and so here he is. Now, so did $43 million. per year. But yeah, so I think that this is still wide open with a lot of the stars in the game.
So Freeman is an interesting one, and one I'm interested that, that you're surprised to hear his name surface in connection to the Blue Jays, Steve. But when you look at a guy 32 years old, I mean, I could see Alex Anthopoulos, of course, negotiating as the GM of the Atlanta Braves. I could see why Alex would be saying, I don't want to go, you know, 5 years is one thing, but 6 years and beyond is a little scary for me for a guy in his 30s. But why doesn't it worry you as much, Steve?
Well, I think that one, he's as dedicated a player as there is. Two, you know, when players hit the elite fastballs, that to me means they're going to age well. You know, it's when guys start to lose that electricity in their body that they can't hit, you know, they don't hit the hard stuff now. Then when they slow down a little bit, it's going to make it that much more difficult. But Freddie Freeman uses the whole field. He's not a guy that, you know, is a dead pull hitter that relies just upon strength. He can hit for average and power. He takes his walks. He keeps himself in tip-top shape and condition. He's a guy that will always be motivated. You know, and in Atlanta, like, that's home for him. And, you know, to me, he's a guy that should start and finish his career with one team. And it sure feels like that should be the Atlanta Braves, that he should be their next Chipper Jones. So even if you're willing to go 5 years with him, then the sixth year, he's still going to be, even if he's not the same guy, and he is your guy. Like, he is. Here's the thing. If they lose Freddie Freeman, the fan base there, the joy and excitement and the karma around winning the World Series will be gone. Like, they will turn. They just won a World Series. And if they lose Freddie Freeman, they're going to be mad at the organization and everybody's going to be down about it. To me, it's just a no-brainer. Like, I would easily give him 6 years, $200 million. I think he's that caliber of a player, and the 6 year does not worry me at all.
Steve, what's happening with Marcus Stroman? I mean, we know Gausman signed. We know Robbie Ray signed. Gausman J, Robbie Ray, a Mariner. We haven't heard that much about Stroman and where he could land. Who are some of the perceived suitors for him? And would his deal be in the same market as Gausman and Ray?
Well, I had him in the same range. I had him at 5 at 110 or 5 at 100, somewhere in that range. But what's interesting is, and this is always something I would do, is I would look at the team that had him, how are they pursuing him? It appears that neither the Blue Jays nor the Mets really had him on their list to pursue. The Blue Jays, you know, popped Kevin Gausman when they did because they didn't want to lose out on Ray and Gausman and have to go to the next in line there. So I think that there's a market for Stroman. The Angels are in. The Red Sox are in. The Rangers are in. The Cardinals should have been in on him. You know, they got that great infield defense, and you got a ground ball pitcher. But Stroman's not the analytics darling because, you know, today everybody likes swings and misses. That's not his game. They like guys who throw at the top of the zone and then the bottom of the zone. He really only throws at the bottom of the zone with his two-seam fastball to get ground outs. But he's really good at what he does, and that's he's a ground ball pitcher, keeps the ball in the ballpark, gets double plays if guys get on. He competes and he takes the ball. And so he's a guy that could bring a level of predictability. I think he'll end up getting a five-year deal from someone, and don't be surprised if Texas is the team that does it.
Oh, baby. Texas loves throwing around the cash. Semien, Seager, what's another $100 million?
Yeah, it's crazy.
No big deal, for sure. Thank you, as always, Steve. And I imagine the next 17, 18 hours leading up to the expiration of the CBA will be very busy for you. So we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning.
Always my pleasure, guys. Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
Right. That is Steve Phillips, our MLB insider. What's the